way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Why are you talking so weirdly?
Why not?
Are you comfortable sitting like that? Look like your neck's all kind of cranked.
Your face is cranked.
Your face is dented. So, come on, you're so big on the introduction. Do it. Get out of the way. Please.
Well, you can't just rush it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the first thing.
Well, I know, but you always start talking abruptly.
Oh, my bad.
So I shall do the introduction as requested.
Thank you.
Hello, and welcome to the Antisocial Isolation Podcast with your hostess and host, Carol Ann and Joseph.
That's it. You did it.
Or,
congratulations.
Otherwise known as Jose.
Nobody calls me that.
I do.
No. So, this is my first podcast in my 50s.
True, it is.
I turned 50.
Yep.
The big 50, Hawaii 50.
Yep, we're doing it earlier in the day today, so you can have your early dinner and get to bed now that you're an oldie.
Thanks.
get the senior discount.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah.
Get free coffee at McDonald's or something now, don't you?
I wish, but I don't think you do. I don't think that's a perk of being 50.
That's too bad.
Yeah. But it was fun. I had nice dinner, nice weekend, did stuff. It was fun.
Good.
Yeah. You were there.
I was there. Sometimes.
Yeah. So what do you got going on today?
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Mm-mm.
Got something?
What do you mean?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. What's going on in the world?
I turned 50.
Yes, we know. We've discussed that.
Russia is going to invade Ukraine.
Yeah, that's not going to go well.
Depending on who you listen to. And our president is still a corpse.
True.
But yeah, no, that's what's going on in the world.
Do you ever wonder who's really in charge?
New World Order. Klaus Schwab.
NWO?
No. Ooh, boy. No, you're messing with some dark arts here. I won't get into it because I don't know a ton about it, but there are very much theories that there's a grand, you know, cabal running the world, basically.
The world.
People
not
will
just
trace their lineage back to, like, the Rothschilds. People go deep on that stuff. It's really funny.
I see.
Yeah, but Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum is supposedly kind of one of the bigwig ringleader kind of guys for that. You didn't want a real answer, I don't think. Right? You're probably like, fuck, I hope you would just say, like, I don't know.
No, I don't know. Like, do you work at all, like, during the day? When do you have time to search through all of this weird, obscure, theories?
Theories. I rarely look stuff up. If something interests me, I will, but I hear about it on podcasts. there's a podcast I listen to.
Called Conspiracy Theories?
No.
For You?
It's called Tinfoil Hat. It's an even better name. But it's Sam Tripoli, a comic, and two other guys that do it, and they bring on guests, and they just talk. They talk wacky shit. Like, some of the stuff I listen to, I'm just like, woo.
Right.
You are off your meds. Bad.
Alrighty.
Yeah, so what were you going to say?
Nothing. Oh. I've got nothing.
Gotcha.
Yeah, no. The weeks are busy, and I just flow day to day and hope for the best.
Yeah, that's enlightening. It's really going to lift a lot of people's spirits.
I was a little sad. The U.S. women's hockey team lost to Canada.
And the men's
silver.
Lost to my homeland of Slovakia.
Well, it's not your homeland. Your homeland is right here in the good old U.S. of
A. Two generations ago was my homeland.
Yes, it was your grandfather's generation.
Yes.
Yes, his homeland.
Came from there, yes. So, yeah, way to go, Team Slovakia. I don't know what they did after that, but they beat the U.S.
Yeah, that's weird.
What do you mean that's weird?
I feel like we should have been able to beat Slovakia.
Oh, I don't know about that. Well, you know what? No pros are playing.
Still.
But Slovakia, there's a lot of good hockey players that come from Slovakia.
I guess.
It's true. Speaking of hockey, Jack Eichel made his debut in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah.
Did you see the stats?
I did not see the stats. Oh. I saw that they won.
Yeah, well, he had 2 penalties. And that was it. He didn't score or get a point or anything either. So good, you.
Good job.
Purple-haired ginger.
Carrying over that yep. good game playing.
Just burn through that locker room too, you doucher. It was Sabres. I don't want to get on a Sabres thing, but I mean, the Sabres really, I know everybody was flipping them shit for waiting so long and not just dumping them and stuff. And, you know, Kevin Adams is, or what's his name? Yeah, Kevin Adams is the GM, mm-hmm. yeah. Was just saying, like, you know, I'm not going to just give them away, basically. I'm going to wait for the right deal. The Sabres won this trade, I think, because Tuck and Krebs are both really good players.
Oh, yeah, they've
and
been
you've got, like,
doing very well in producing.
Yeah, they're doing great. And Granato coaching has kind of mixed up the lines to get the right chemistry on things. And, like, the top line is Skinner, Thompson, and, oh, my God, I'm like a Tuck. And then second line is Cousins, Krebs, and Olofsson. And both lines are doing great. It's awesome. It's good to see. It's exciting to watch them play sometimes.
I would say it's fun that there's a possibility they'll win sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So
matter of fact, they're playing tonight, I believe.
They are.
Fingers crossed.
Against Ottawa. Ottawa, Ottawa. You ever listen to, like, sports radio back in, like, the early 90s? There's this old doof named Art Wander, who was one of the sports guys, and that's how he would say the name Ottawa.
I see.
Yeah, that's
it. You are like an old guy before you're even old.
Hey, listen, man, I'm 50. I opened up talking about how old I am.
Yeah, but you act like you're like 70.
Nah, yeah. Man. Where's my cardigan, by the way? I'm going to start wearing those now, too.
All right.
Cardigans around the house.
You know what? That would at least be a step in the right direction for you.
Keeping up with the cardigans.
Because currently you just wear your zip-up sweatshirt that like most 8-year-old boys wear.
Settle this for us if you're listening and care to chime in. If you have on, we'll call them all sweatshirts. Standard sweatshirt you think of has just the regular like round collar, right? That's a sweatshirt. But the same type of materials used in hoodies. And a hoodie is a sweatshirt with a hood.
Right. It's a pullover.
It's a sweatshirt with a hood.
That you pull over.
Right. Your contention, I'll say, is that my hooded sweatshirt that zips up should not be called a hoodie.
Correct.
And why?
Because hoodies are what you just described. They're the pullover that have a hood and little pockets in the front. That's a hoodie.
My hoodie.
What you have
pockets.
Is just a sweatshirt. And I say that because those have been around forever. And when we were kids, when you wore that, what'd you call it? It was just a sweatshirt.
It was a hoodie.
So the term, quote unquote, hoodie is a recent term to describe a very particular.
Term. Like, whoa, damn.
Very particular item of clothing.
I have a very particular set of items of clothing.
Yes. And let me tell you. If anybody knows about hoodies, it's me.
Why is that?
Because I own a plethora.
You do have a lot of hoodies. It's almost, I'm almost at the point of sitting you down and talking about this problem you have.
I don't have a problem because
there's going to be an intervention for your hoodies.
I've got a ton of hoodies, and most of which I've gotten as gifts, yeah. Which I don't mind. But just
gifts, we've gotten them at races, like yep. That Ender's Marathon one we have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ender's Marathon, was that the Harrisburg, PA one?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was thinking it was the Ohio one that we did.
Nope. It is that one. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Running. We're getting close to race day, man.
We're getting closer, yeah.
Yeah. Close.
Yeah. We should probably register.
Yeah. I think it's funny that you're kind of trying to like wait until at least 10 days out so you can kind of sneak a peek at a forecast to wonder what we'd be getting into.
Yeah. I even thought about sending an email to the race director. Just to say, you know,
to do what?
What are we getting ourselves into? Like, what is the course? It's labeled as a quote unquote trail. mm-hmm. half marathon.
Yes.
But how much of it is actually on trail? Because I can tell by the course description that some of it is on road, mm-hmm. right? So how much of it is, and I mean, this is, you know, it's the end of February. There's snow all over the place. The trails, what kind of condition are they in?
Yeah, that's all good. Very good questions.
Right.
You ask a lot of good questions.
I need these answers.
Yeah, but you're wasting energy and breath telling me about it.
That's why I said I'm going to send him an email.
Why haven't you yet?
Why? Because I am busy human being.
You're a busy bee.
Not really.
Mm. Gossip, gossip, gossip. I work in the same office as you, remember? It's all you freaking do. That's why I don't come downstairs that much anymore. I'm like, ugh. She's just going to start talking to me about fucking work gossip and which chick hates the other chick and who she's mad at. Typical woman.
Are you done?
Yes.
Because none of that actually happens, by the way.
I come down and bug you way more than I should. To the point
you
where
you come down and you just stand at the end of my desk holding your water bottle looking at me.
Yeah, it's like
what
the old
got
days.
Going on?
Just stand at the, you know, at the front of your cube and talk to you. You should be used to that pose. It's been
I am.
A long time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing math.
Many years.
27 years. Actually,
yeah, worked in the same office.
27 years in January. If here it was 27 years, and it would be what March you started after me, right?
That sounds about right. So I don't know.
But we've almost known each other for 27 years.
Something like that. And now I don't even want to work with you anymore.
Well, I know, but that's because I reported you to HR for being a jerk. Hmm.
I'm not the one that got written up for sexual harassment.
She was asking for it. That was mean, but it was funny. Sorry, guys.
Oh, boy. I almost called you Chris Cuomo there.
Oh, whoa. Yeah, those guys turned out to be creeps. Who would have thunk, huh?
I know. Their poor father. Rolling over in his grave.
That guy was a corrupt bastard, too.
He might have been corrupt, but doesn't mean he was a...
He wasn't a jerk of a person. Yeah. But yeah, so we got that run coming up. We got to register, figure out if we're gonna. And I'm on whatever. What are we on? Like the weeks of that? Is this like 5 weeks? That
what
that we kind of followed that plan.
It was an 8 week plan.
Oh, so we've been doing it for 6 weeks, then.
Yeah, we're ending our 7th week now.
Oh Jesus! Okay, I can't do math. but part of that has been, and we've talked about this, but I mean the core training stuff, and. Like, I've been consistent with that, and I'm super happy and proud about that. Like, I don't notice differences on things. My legs feel and my chest feels sore when I, you know, after I do stuff. But it's got to be helping with the running, because running is getting a little bit easier for me, which is wonderful.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. We did that, 8 mile run on Sunday? Yeah. And, we ran together. You were having a rough day because you had worked out and your legs were sore anyway, right?
I was at the gym.
But we were running at a normalish kind of pace for our long runs. But I don't know why I was feeling good on the run, which is good, but I did not want to run that slow anymore. So after, it wasn't like a conscious thought. I just this is, I can go do better.
You're not supposed to do better.
Yeah,
on
but the
a
last
long
3
run.
Miles I was
running too fast.
Running
for
naturally.
A long run.
Yeah, but it was fun and it felt good. So in your face. And then we had to do yesterday 4 miles of split or negative splits. Which is every mile
Correct.
Would be faster than the previous mile.
Yes.
And they wanted you to target 10 seconds faster?
10 to 15 seconds each mile.
So
yeah.
Did you look at your splits? Did you do that?
I did.
And was it right in the same time frame as far as
I did? I did decrease by 10 each mile.
Really?
Yes.
Like exactly 10?
Almost. I think the first I decreased. I think
first
it was
first one's a big one, probably.
Well, I think I decreased by 13 seconds my first to second mile, and then my second to third. I decreased by 7 seconds, but if you average them out, it's 10. And then it was 10 for the last.
So my second mile was 25 seconds faster. My third mile was 18 seconds faster than that. And then my fourth mile was 14 seconds faster. So there, in your face. But as I'm talking about the cross training stuff, that like I don't feel things differently, but I must be, it must be helping because I feel things engage when I run sometimes that after we've done this like a workout.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. Makes me feel better. It's not all for nothing.
No, it's not all for nothing. It feels good. Makes you feel good.
So yeah, it's been going well. So we have to register for that race and get our butts going.
Yep. We're going to do that.
This is going to be a heck of a year in some regards because of all of the events that we seem to be getting ourselves into, like shows and stuff. I know I mentioned that before.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm only registered for two events.
No. We're going to see Tom Segura on Sunday. And then I think May is Nate Bargatze and July maybe for Burr, August. I can't remember. But Andrew and I had been talking a couple of weeks ago or a few weeks ago and thinking about, you know, Dave Matthews Band has released their tour dates for 2022. And we're like, it'd be good to go see a show again. We saw that one in 2019 in Toronto, and it was awesome. So looking around, blah, blah, blah. But it's only pre-sale now. So you have to be a member of The Warehouse, which is their fan club.
Right.
And then you submit all of your information, your billing information, your credit card, everything like that. And then you just click and wait and hope that they give you a chance at the pre-sale ticket.
Yeah, it's like a lottery.
Yeah, which I won't find out officially until Monday night. But based on the verbiage and everything, like they already charged my debit card, I said.
They've already charged you.
So it's going to be awesome. Andrew and I are going to take a little, just like a 3-hour ride, I think. Into Ohio.
Yeah, like I said, I told you guys you should make a little mini vacation.
Yeah, maybe, but I'm just excited that we get to, in addition to all those great comedy shows, we get to go see DMB again.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. So yeah, that's awesome. It's so awesome.
It is so awesome.
It is awesome.
This past Monday was Valentine's Day.
Yes, it was.
It was St. Valentino's Day. St. Valentine's Day? I don't know. It is a saint, right?
Well, it's in the name, so I'm guessing.
Is it? Is it St. Valentine's Day?
I don't know.
Anywho. Hey, I got an awesome Valentine's Day gift. I bet nobody got what I got for Valentine's Day.
I don't do romantic things very often. So this year I decided that I would put a lot of thought into what to get you in something really nice, romantic, blah, 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 blah. And I thought I nailed it.
You did.
Thank you.
You did. For anyone wondering, I got desk chair, an office desk chair.
The gift that keeps on giving.
My back will thank you every day.
See? I knew what you needed, and it was a truly romantic gesture, giving you what you... It's like the gift of the Magi kind of stuff, right? I mean, you knew exactly what your spouse wanted.
I'm not sure if I would go as far as gift of the Magi, but...
Okay, but it was pretty close.
It was practical.
But yeah, that was a pretty awesome Valentine's Day gift, I thought.
It is, because like you said, it's something that I needed, but I would not have ever actually bothered to buy myself.
And you were sitting in that rickety chair on... Goofy wheels that we found at like a fucking
estate
sale.
It's not good for, it's not a desk chair.
It looks like FDR's wheelchair for God's sake.
Yeah, I love it.
It's terrible. But it was killing your back. So you needed a better chair.
I did.
And Saint Joseph to the rescue, not Saint Valentine. That gift was so epic that they're going
to
rename.
Did you just try to refer to yourself as a saint?
They are going to rename.
You're
going to
get struck.
That day after Saint Joseph now because of that magnificent gift you got. All right, you watch.
There's already a Saint Joseph's Day.
Yeah, but there's going to be two. The other one's going to be called Joe Jr.
Oh, my God. Just no. Uh-uh. So you know how we all have phones, right? And like there's stuff hidden on it. You don't know what's in there, right? But
sure.
There was something that I discovered that is on my phone that I didn't know was there, and it's actually a pretty useful tool, and I'm going to share it with everyone because I know a lot of people do this besides me. So generally speaking, I don't wear glasses, but I am of an advanced age where my eyesight is starting to go, so I do need to wear reading glasses.
Yeah.
Which, for the most part, I don't care. It doesn't bother me. But when it does bother me is usually when I need to read something, you know, a label or instructions on, you know, something quick. And that's a pain because I don't always carry around my glasses with me, right? Well, did you know that there is a magnifier on your phone? And I'm not talking about the camera. I'm talking about an actual magnifying glass.
I did not.
And it even has a flashlight in the magnifying
phone. That was on your phone?
Phone. Yes, it's a little app. It's a It works like a magnifying glass.
Like it came with your phone. You didn't like find an app.
No.
Huh, interesting.
It's
I never heard of it.
Actually in the phone.
I wonder if that's an Apple thing.
And if I go in there into the little search thing, I put in magnifier, and there it is. I click on it, and I got a magnifying glass.
It works
much better than your camera.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's
never
clear.
Heard of such a thing.
You don't have to zoom. It's automatically in focus.
I wonder if I have one. I'll have to look.
You do that.
Because, God, I need that stuff, too, man. I was... So, real quick, our furnace is making, like, this rattling noise that's been driving me nuts, and only me. But you noticed it because you sit kind of above and right next to one of the vents where there's just a little rattle going on.
Like the one in your head?
Yes. Box O'Rocks. And, but anyway, so long story short, I took apart the furnace earlier, tightened up the blower motor where it's all this kind of stuff. And it's working perfectly and doesn't make the noise anymore. You should be more excited.
No, and I think our listeners have all fallen asleep now because they really don't give a flying shit about our furnace.
They do
or
now.
Or that it was kind of maybe rattling around. Nobody cares.
I know.
Nobody cares.
Well,
but
funny.
Good for you. I'm glad that you're so obsessive compulsive about, you know, that crap.
No, thanks.
Because I would have been like, oh, listen to that. It's getting old. Oh, well. It still works. That's all I care about.
That was really nice of you to say. Thank you.
Does that shit still work? That's all I care about.
It eventually wouldn't have worked. So.
Well, yeah, everything takes a shit eventually.
Yeah, well, yeah. Everything poops.
Things aren't made the way they used to.
No. That's something that I'm supposed to say now, please. I'm over 50. That's my saying.
Yeah, I was mocking you.
Okay. You can't say stuff like that. That's kind of an unwritten rule.
I'll say whatever I want.
Not you.
What are you going to do about it?
Oh, nothing. I'll just laugh at it probably because you usually crack me up. So wild shit comes out of your mouth sometimes.
Not me.
Yeah, you. So,
nope.
A lot of uproar about it, a lot of controversy maybe.
About what?
The Super Bowl halftime show.
Dude, there is no controversy. It rocked.
It did. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And I never listened to rap, really. I think we talked about this. I never listened to any of that music. I knew of it. You know, I would hear some songs. I know some of the songs and all that kind of shit. But, like, they just got, like, the freaking Mount Rushmore of artists to go out there and do
their
thing. And everybody was so great still. It was awesome.
50 Cent
showed up. Upside Down.
Yep.
Yeah. But that was a really good show. But there's been talk of, you know, there should be like a band, you know, like a rock band that does one too. And I've heard like people talk about like Metallica or something like that, whatever. The best halftime show can and should be the Foo Fighters. That would be an awesome
show.
No,
I think
that
I would love that. I love the Foo Fighters.
That's my vote.
But again, you know,
somebody.
It doesn't, you know, you probably hit a couple of generations with that halftime show. It doesn't matter who's at the halftime show. You're only going to hit a couple of generations worth of people.
Yeah.
Depending on, you know, who they are. It's very rare that you get a spectacular show that everybody loves.
Right.
But it's just,
Prince
you know.
Was pretty fucking awesome back then. But
yes, Prince was pretty epic.
Yeah. But that's...
But it was a great show.
It was a very good show.
Totally fun.
It was fun. Everything. Everything you just said, I agree with.
For once. See, you must be getting wise with your old age.
Ah, look at you throwing another age jab. It's not nice. It's not nice at all, man.
Well, you already got the gray hairs to fill the role.
No, I've been gray since, what, like 35? I had the gray start creeping
something
in.
Something like that, yeah. Uh-huh.
That's all right. I look majestic with my gray hair on
you
the
do.
Sides.
You do. I wouldn't know what that's like.
You will.
Someday. I'm actually pretty surprised that I don't already.
Yeah. Ooh, remember that? We watched that freaking movie, and if anybody's ever seen this, you have to watch it. Where did we see it on? Was it Netflix or Amazon? Netflix, I think. The movie The Lie that we watched.
Oh, yeah.
That was a really good movie.
It was,
like,
2018
or something, 2017, 2018. It's got Peter Sarsgaard and I don't know.
No, some other people. I don't know.
It was a really good movie, I thought.
Yeah.
Like,
it had sort of like the M. Night Shyamalan twist
point. Spoiler alert. The movie's been out for 4 years.
I'm not spoiling anything.
If you haven't watched it, I recommend it highly. Very good movie.
It's highly recommended.
It's called The Lie. And that's my movie update.
All right. Thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem. I'm always here to
maybe
please.
You should start doing that.
Oh, movie update. I don't watch enough movies to do doodly 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 doodly
doodly doodly doodly. Facebook Marketplace post of the day. Doodly 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 doodly. I had to stop talking.
I put in a lot of those ba-dings when I did that. I kind of did a little overkill.
I had to stop talking so everyone could hear that awesome
intro
music.
Yeah, no, that's, I'm glad you did that because that's, people have been asking.
Right?
They're like, can you stop talking over the Facebook music, please?
See? I know what the people want.
Yes, you do.
Well. And they want to hear what my Facebook Marketplace post of the day is. And today, I've got something a little bit different. I think we kind of touched on this, maybe the last podcast, on this type of item. So when I saw that someone was selling this, I was like, weird.
What?
So today we have, for just $5.
$5.
Who doesn't have $5, right? Sitting in your pocket, just burning a hole. $5. You could have some sourdough starter.
Hey.
Very active,
yes.
It says. Very active.
Ah, we did say that because I said that Krupnik should have, I think, has a starter.
Right.
Dough or whatever you call it.
So it says, it is century-old sourdough starter. I hope, there's no way that this has been going, this woman has this for a century old, but maybe
yeah,
the recipe.
Yeah, they last for generations.
Sure. Anyways, it's maintained with high-quality unbleached flour and non-chlorinated water. Unbleached, non-chlorinated, very important.
It is important for sourdough.
Yes,
and
it says,
it's got to have that little tinge of color to it. It doesn't want to be white bread.
As I was reading this, this is where I started to go, huh? So the next part says, I feed my starter daily.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? It says, you'll receive 80 grams of starter, and you'll be able to make bread on the day you receive it. It's porch pickup only. If shipping, you'll need to feed your starter upon arrival, and will be able to bake the next day. With the remaining starter, you may, blah, 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 remaining starter after making your first loaf, you can maintain it by putting it in the refrigerator and feeding it once a week with equal parts of starter, unbleached flour, and non-chlorinated water, or leave it on the counter and feed it once a day. Instructions for how to make your sourdough bread will come with your starter. This will be the best sourdough bread you've ever tasted.
I'm glad you read the whole thing, by the way.
The whole weird part about feeding your starter just is weird to me. What are you feeding it?
What do you mean, what are you feeding it?
And why do I have to feed it?
You just said it, one part.
It's dough.
Starter, one part, what was the second one? Flour, basil?
Yeah, why do I have to do that every day?
I don't know.
That's weird.
You should have researched it.
No, it's weird. Why do I have to feed it?
I don't know, man. I've never made bread in my life, and you're coming at me with these hard questions. Like, I'm supposed to have the answers.
You act like you know it all.
I do know a lot, but it turns out I'm, I got a gluten allergy, so I don't talk about bread, and I didn't learn a lot about it for that very reason. I'm like,
now you just lying.
It, I don't want
you
to know
a liar.
No, not at all, man.
You are a liar. You do not have a gluten allergy.
I do too.
Nope.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Gluten gets me tootin', baby.
Oh, boy. That's pretty much everything. Everything gets you tootin'.
Well, I eat a lot of gluten. I don't really, but nevertheless.
You don't even know. Do you even know what gluten is or where it's found?
Yeah, it's in wheat.
And what is it?
What is wheat? It's a
no, gluten.
It's a substantial crop.
What is gluten?
Gluten is your butt muscle.
Wrong gluten.
I don't know what gluten is. Do you?
No, you're Mr. Know-it-all. You're supposed to know these things.
Well, I told you. I didn't want to study bread. It scarred me. Gluten is a structural protein naturally found in some grains, including wheat, barley, and rye.
Barley.
There you go.
I feel it's like barley's an underused grain.
Yeah, it's barley used.
Woohoo! You're welcome for that setup.
Barley Fife?
No.
No? All right. I tried.
You're barley making it.
I just said that. Huh. Yeah, barley is one of the more, you know, unheralded flavors or things, crop, whatever it's called. What is that?
Flavors? Yeah. It's a grain.
It's a grain.
I mean, there's barley soup.
Yeah.
But why is that the only thing you use barley for?
I don't know. I think
do you
maybe...
Do you use barley to make beer?
I think there's barley in beer.
Hmm.
Yeah. Or at least in some beers. But yeah, barley is like the black sheep of the family. They wronged somebody somewhere. The barley family was a very successful farming community that they had developed. Of course, farming barley. And, well, they just called them the barley family because they had barley thing. But they had like a bad, was it like the town board or whatever the hell it was. Back, whatever they called themselves, a council probably. And there was bad blood. So they took land from that estate, the city did, and destroyed the barley fields and just used it for whatever they wanted to and left them with a very small piece of land where they could harvest their barley. And that's why barley got blackballed, blacklisted. See, I know stuff about bread.
You're a liar.
No, I'm not. Look that up. That is what I know. It's for sure.
If there was a contest for storytelling,
there
impromptu storytelling,
improv storytelling,
you'd be world class.
Nah, I'd be all right, but it's fun to do.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I never have to worry about insomnia, that's for sure.
Unreal. You got anything else exciting you want to talk about?
Not really.
Okay. All of our snow melted. It's been raining hard. Creeks were flooding. And then it's all going to freeze tonight and into tomorrow, which is very exciting.
That's true.
Yeah. It's going to be shitty.
I just got the evil eye because I put my glasses down on the desk. How dare I?
Yeah, you make noise, bro.
Dare I? It's okay.
Oh, I thought, why don't you use your magnifying app? You won't need to use glasses.
Actually, I just wear the glasses so that you look funny.
So that I look funny.
Yeah, when I look, because they're reading glasses, so when I look through them at you,
oh,
you look funny. Makes me laugh inside.
That's great. You know, every little dig like that just chops me down a little bit more. It hurts. All those little snide remarks and the insults.
Mm-hmm.
While outwardly it looks like I'm enjoying some of that.
Uh-huh.
That shit adds up, man.
Uh-huh.
Like, maybe not do that so much, please. Please. I'm asking, like, seriously, please.
Dude.
What?
Man up.
Oh, there's another jab. Damn it. Yes.
It's me.
It is you.
Just how I am. I'm a little rough around the edges.
You are, to call you rough is an insult to rough.
Who's
you are like extra coarse sandpaper.
It's not that bad. Now you're taking it too far. I'm not that bad.
Fine. Medium.
You're like 52 grit.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, boy. All right. We're going to wrap this up. We can go watch a hockey game.
Wheat wrap.
A wheat wrap. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Wheat sins.
I got a house to go clean.
Ours?
I'm not cleaning somebody else's. I don't want to even clean my own.
You made it sound like you were going somewhere to clean. I was like, I was like, gotta go clean. Okay. Well, get to cleaning. I did the upstairs bathroom the other day. So that's
you kind
of
did.
Oh, my God. You could eat off of that floor.
Now you're lying. Now you're really lying.
All right.
I mean, you could get sick after, but.
Like listeria. Is that a thing?
What?
Isn't listeria some sort of disease?
It is something.
Ailment? Yeah.
I don't know if you get that from a bathroom floor, but.
Is that why it's called Listerine?
Sure.
Is it because it will help combat listeria?
Maybe.
From the bathroom? I'm going to look that up after you. Okay. I love you.